Would you say you prefer podcasting over radio hosting?
You're up, you're ready, and you're listening to the Brittany Mac podcast. Everyone has a story, applying them to inspire the world weekly on Motivation Mondays. Here's your host, Brittany Mac.
Sound quality is just,
Yeah,
man, it's fire. It's fire as hell. I like how these, I like the whole setup, and I like how these mics just had a great quality. And this is the way, this the wave now. This the wave now. Everybody is doing podcasts. It blew up like during the pandemic or something.
It did. Like, oh my gosh. Like, when I first started my podcast, it was kind of known. People were still wondering what it was. But then, you know, shoot, yeah, like after quarantine, it's kind of like it really
It really
did skyrocket. And now it's in, you see podcasts and movies.
Everybody has a car. Oh.
YouTube has it on, it has its own podcast section now. Cause you know, like they have the music and the gaming and stuff. Now they have the podcasting section now on YouTube. And even on planes. They have podcasting sections on planes now too.
That is wild. And speaking of movies, are you referring to that new movie that came out on Netflix?
You saw You People?
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, exactly. Them two started off with a podcast, and they was talking about the guy was trying to leave his job to start his podcasting dreams.
Facts, and it actually it worked out. It panned out for him. I forget his name. Ain't it like Noah or?
I forgot.
Oh, I forgot. I'm not even his movie name, but like his name in real life is like Noah something, but not. Anyway, I just know him as the guy from Superbad. And then the chick, I didn't know who that was.
Lauren London?
No, his co-host, his podcast co-host.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, but obviously, I guess she's some kind of comedian. She was a lesbian or a stud. But yeah, it's crazy though. It's the podcast just
it's really blowing up.
It's blowing up, but they've been around before the pandemic though.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
A long time.
You know, podcast came from iPhones.
What?
Well, not the iPhones, the iPod. That's how long it came from the iPod.
Really?
Yep. And then okay, so this is the crazy thing. You know how trends repeat themselves,
right?
So at first when the iPod had the podcast and stuff like that, they also had video podcasting. But the video podcasting died out. It wasn't really a purpose for them anymore. So it was just the audio podcast. But now it's like you need to elevate eventually to the video podcasting to really just blow yourself to another level. Trends repeat themselves, so now the video podcasting is back on.
Yeah, the podcast game is just booming, and it's like I don't know if it like got back cool when the Breakfast Club was doing it, or I wouldn't even call those podcasts. Those are like interviews, right?
Those are radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the podcast.
What would you call a true podcast?
So a podcast has to have an RSS feed. If you see a podcast that's only on YouTube, but it's not on RSS feed-based podcasting platforms like iHeartRadio or Spotify and all of these other places, wherever you get podcasting, and it is just on YouTube, that's not a podcast. That's a YouTube talk show. It's not a podcast.
Okay. But what you described kind of sounds like the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, the Joe Rogan podcast is for sure a podcast. See, the Joe Rogan podcast and the Joe Budden podcast, both of the Joes, I feel like those two Joes definitely. I feel like them two, they definitely, I think they are the ones who really blew this podcasting area of entertainment up.
I think so.
I think it was them two who really blew everything out the waters.
I would agree with you on that. Before Joe got into doing his own thing, I think he was on Complex.
Which Joe?
Joe, I'm sorry.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Budden.
Joe Budden?
Yeah, Joe Budden. He was, I think he started off in radio. He started off in radio and then left radio. And then Complex hired him to do a show with DJ Academics and a girl named Nadeska. And they had this little hip hop show where they would like interview artists and stuff like that. And then once he left them, that's when he kind of, he used his own likeliness to, you know, to start his podcast. And then like he's been kind of booming ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Rogan, he came out of nowhere, but he had been doing his podcast for maybe 5 years before podcasts were like a thing.
Yeah, they were doing theirs for a really long time before it really just blew up how it did.
And it's like you said, now everybody.
Yeah, because when I first started my podcast, I think I only knew of one other podcast in the area. And I started my podcast because...
And what year was it?
That was 2018.
Okay.
So that year, I was already a radio host.
Right.
But then my oral communication professor, he had us to do a podcast for... he had us to do a podcast for our final project. Because we had the option to do a podcast or do some kind of long paper. It's communication. So I already had a lot of freaking papers to do.
Right.
So, and I'm sure everybody else had a lot of papers anyways, too, because it's college.
Right.
So we said, let's do the podcast. And I got I think I got a 100 on it. He might have even gave me extra points. Mm. So it probably was above a 100. But he gave me a lot of good feedback on it. And plus, I was already a radio host.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, I was already, so people was already telling me their stories all the time. So I was like, sure, you know what? I can do this. Like, mm-hmm. I can do this podcast and type stuff. I really like this. This is already in my lane. Like, this will help me be able to, because, you know, with radio, I wasn't recording my stuff. It was just live stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have it on me.
Right.
But with the podcast, it's like this can be my own thing outside of that I can actually have recorded that I can always take with me that people can listen that don't have to listen to me live. It's something that I can control myself. So it was like perfect for me. So I did it, and yeah, it was just me and somebody else for a long time from what I knew. It probably was more than that from what I knew. And then out of nowhere, everybody was asking, how do you start a podcast? How do you do it? We want to do this too. Mm. And it's like, okay. And I'm telling people how you do it. And I was just started seeing people everywhere just grabbing mics and starting podcasts.
Yeah, like celebrities, even now, like people who used to be on old sitcoms or stuff like that, they'll start a podcast about, you know, speaking on, you know, because people are still fans of their work from, you know,
back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And then so, you know, people are doing podcasts now to kind of
repurpose the content or flip the money.
Yeah, because they, you know, people are out of work now. So
scale it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then like it's working. Something like, you know, some of that stuff is working actually. So to just see where it is now and to just kind of like, you know, try to predict where it's going in the future, like this is pretty cool. And it's a booming the podcast
it's going up.
It's definitely going up.
And also with it going up, the prices of having a podcast, definitely, when I first started, it has definitely changed.
For sure.
It's way more expensive now. It's getting up there. So
I can imagine.
Since the demand is going up for hosting services and just all kind of different stuff. So,
and people noticing it. Companies and brands are noticing it. So
And they already know podcasters are getting money from different sponsors and mm-hmm. brand deals. So yeah, it's getting more expensive to do them. Cause you know, It's bringing in a lot of digital, online, AI, all of those type of things. Changes. So now you're going to start seeing more AI stuff. Mm-hmm. You're going to start seeing a lot of robot type stuff. You're going to start seeing a lot of things more digital and automatic. So
I love it.
You say love it. So yeah, it's gonna be a whole lot of more things that's online, just like podcasts are. You know how the internet had blew up for the first time? At first the internet was something kind of rare. Like,
right, yeah.
But now it's something that's very
common.
Necessary.
Yeah. Facts. Like, we need it in every day.
It definitely stepped up huge to the daily lives and stuff. So stuff like AI and all of that type of stuff is going to be like the internet 2.0 type of
It's gonna,
wave type thing.
Yeah, it's going to make us lazier, dumber. Yeah, it's definitely going to.
I think it's just going to be a different world, just how the internet made the world different. I just think it's gonna be different.
It's definitely gonna be different. Things will be a lot more artificial, I think.
Yeah,
things will be a lot more artificial, and not I ain't gonna say that it's not good, but I know it's not. It's gonna be pros and cons as always. Yeah,
just how the internet came, and you know, porn, for example, that was one big issue about the internet. When the internet came, porn. It was way easier for kids to access that.
Way too easy.
Versus how adults had to usually go to wherever they used to go to buy it. Kids could just get on the internet and access porn. So I know that was a big issue.
Right. They had it in their households. Like, if you had a computer, you can look up porn.
Yeah, so I know that was the issue. So yeah, it's pros and cons to when it's big changes going on in the world with technology. So yeah, that's what I want to say. Technology is gonna go to a whole nother level, but it's pros and cons when that happens. I know, I believe at one point Elon Musk was against like the AIs and artificial stuff and robots type stuff. He was against it, but you know, when you're only like one person and this is what's happening. And you can't change it. If you can't change it, you have to change the way you think about it to where it's like, okay, so I can't go against this. So it's like, okay, well, let me find my spot in it and let me try to do the best I can with it. Because you can't stop what's going on. So it's like, you know, he's finally on it now. Okay. But at first, when it first was starting, he was like, no, so.
Would you say you prefer podcasting over radio hosting?
I like both. So now I have some news for my core fan base.
What is that?
I have a new subscription available for you for $4.99 a month.
Oh, it's a steal.
You will get early episodes, exclusive episodes, and extraordinary episodes. The type of episodes that I might have for a short period of time. And make sure you rate us 5-star on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And share the word, share the podcast. Yeah, we sharing love, light, positivity, all of it. So yeah, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.